Hi everyone, this is Carly from Daytime After Dark. Okay, hi again, this is Carly from Daytime After Dark. It's January 13th, and I don't know about you, but I'm getting really, really, really sick of this weather. I mean, you know, I thought about it, and why don't we just bring summer back? Summer was nice and warm and beautiful and nice, and we didn't have to do anything but, you know, not wear almost anything, and so, yeah, tonight, so, we are going to, oh, my gosh, we are going to, talk about a lot of things. We are going to talk about, you know, the happening on days, the happening on right now, the happening on every soap. We are going to get into some primetime discs, and then I want to cover something I've been wanting to address for the last couple of weeks, and that is the fan modes. So we are going to start the show. The rules are no cussing, no swearing, no saying bad words. Okay, that's cussing, swearing. But I just want to actually, have a good night. So I'm going to bring one of my favorite co-hosts on, and we are going to start the show. Hey, you.
Hi.
So, yeah, so I think tonight there's a lot of stuff to cover because there's been, a lot of things happening. And are you happy, sad with anything first?
Okay, I'm going to go to Days of Our Lives right now. And I can't stand the fact that Bo and Carly slept together soon after what Hope was going through with her Uncle Mickey and everything. And, you know, and I can't stand that. I mean, you're talking about a super couple that's been together since, I don't know, 84 or 85. And I just don't like what they're doing to Bo and Hope. I mean, if I can't have Liz and Jason right now, you know, I go to Days of Our Lives, and I want to see a couple that's at least happy, you know, and they didn't have to do all this stuff with them.
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you because, you know what, this couple does not need inks. Yay, Brown. Oh, sorry, Brown Sugar is in the room. Yay. So, no, I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, what they are doing is wrong. And let's say Carly and Bo make love and Mickey just died. Come on, Ken Cody. Come on. Enough of you BS. Enough of, you know, give this couple no more angst. That's all I'm asking.
And on top of
hey.
Oh, okay.
We have a phone call.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hi, Carly. How are you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you called in. So, is there anything you are happy, sad with, or anyone you want to kill? Because there's a lot of people, I should not say that on air. But, yeah, is there anyone that you are really, really upset with?
Well, let's see. Well, I can't watch General Hospital. I'm depressed on that. But I did watch a couple of, I watched, what did make me happy today was, that, Jason didn't say that he loves
I
him.
I know,
oh,
and
yeah.
That was priceless. And, oh, I did like that, Lucky did say to Sam that she was barren, so, don't really care. Let's see, what else did I like? Oh, yes. I did like the fact that Elizabeth said that her and Nicholas were not in a relationship. Oh, yeah, I love that.
Okay, but you're not in a relationship, but you're banging. So much say it isn't funny.
Well, we all know that Nicholas, she's not in love with Nicholas. She's not in love with Lucky. She doesn't want either one of them. She's running on rust with Nicholas because she can't have Jason.
Thank you. Jason
right now has got so much guilt going on right now, especially with him not saving Lulu instead of saving...
You know what?
Your pet, whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Jerry and I were talking about this off air one night, and I said to her, if you know it was Carly, Lulu, and Liz, you know, he would have ran to get Liz. He would have called Sonny for backup for Carly, because they are best friends, and he would not leave Carly or die. And then he would call Dante for backup. He would not all leave all those three women to die. But when it comes to that little slut, I don't understand why Sini is saving. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Franco figured that he would make that choice. It was the wrong choice. He should have saved Lulu because Sam didn't have a real bomb. Well, the Tia Pet didn't have a real bomb on her, so it's all a plot point, basically. Just like their whole entire relationship or redo or whatever, we all know that Franz is the one that put them together because, damn, everybody that admitted that.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, even Steve admitted that. The higher-ups wanted that. We didn't want that. That's why they're failing in the ratings now. Nobody can sit there and watch them. I don't care how you do it. There's no way in hell anybody's going to forgive that character for what she's done to two innocent kids. That's going to hold over her head forever. Don't matter how many, and any, as long as Jason is with her, he's unrootable. Nobody wants him. I still want him with Elizabeth because that is where his heart lies. That's what he wants. He wants a family with Elizabeth. He loves Elizabeth. He broke up with Elizabeth to protect her, Jake, and Cam. Not because they didn't love each other, because they did love each other.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth is going to have a breakdown because of she's trapped right now between the brothers Grimm.
Yep.
Nobody wants either of them because both of them are just nasty. I'm sorry.
I agree. Hey, can I ask you?
We don't want him. Yes.
No. I mean, for me, it doesn't bother me at all that Jason is in the mob. And if Liz and Jason got together, that's how it did not bug me at all. I mean, that should not even be what broke them up. I mean, for me, it's still like the weakest argument in daytime history because we have Sonny and Carly, and they did it for you. So why can Jason and Liz have that?
You know what? Honestly, I'm just still wondering how one couple in all of daytime history, they're the only couple that cannot interact with each other because... Why? Because Franz doesn't want to allow it.
Yep.
Two, they have a 30 second scene between Elizabeth and Jason produced more chemistry and heat than Sam, say skank, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Their whole entire relationship Elizabeth is always going to be a threat to them, a threat to Sam, Tippett, whatever.
And so
she's always going to be, and all that pimping that this whole, it took a whole entire show. They got all the actors pimping this couple. They had the mags pimping this couple, the promos, and they still, and then they had a movie star help with the pimping, and it still did nothing for the ratings. They end up losing more people. People are not going to watch this. They're not going to sit there. The only reason they got, the only reason that all soaps went up, and I congratulate YNR because they're the best. They're the only ones that managed to get a 4 point, will go up 4 points in the head of household, and a 2.0 in the 18-49 category, and managed to get over 600,000 people sit there and watch that show. Now, that sure messes up Farnsville, saying that only old folks watch that show, when that show offers a lot for everyone. But, no, General Hospital is just so, you don't see a hospital very much.
No, you don't. And do you see, well, I'm seeing, even though you're not watching it, do you see Zay Sam breaking up? Because that's what I see right now.
Yep.
Okay.
I do, too.
They can't be, there's no way, what are they going to do? Because nobody's going to stick around to root them except for their fans.
I know.
And their fans aren't holding up some ratings. If you want to take a look at what, they haven't had the biggest rating boost since the Carnival. Carnival got them, they called out Liaison fans. They put us in hot seats. They promoted Jason, Elizabeth, and Jake. And we answered the call. We gave them high ratings. Then what? The Spixie wedding, even though they snuck in that little porno scene between Jace King, which ended up losing, 300,000, which was supposed to be a stakeout. Now, if you lost, is it just, they just put them in there for, they mentioned them in the spoilers. They lose people. They lose big time.
And my other question,
James Franco, his whole entire storyline, for 1 week straight, they got 1.9. They couldn't break a 2.0. Yeah. The week of Jason saying he loves the skank, which was only like the last 2 minutes. The last, what? No, that was a 30-second one, too.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, 30.
That Christmas week, they couldn't break a 1.9. They got 1.8 all the way into Christmas, into their Christmas episode. Their Thanksgiving episode, they got, mostly wallpaper in that storyline, still, they lost people. Nobody was interested. Nobody wanted to watch. All I know is this. I love Liaison. I've been supporting them for 10 years. I'm going to continue supporting them until I see them back on the screen. I won't watch the show. If I have to find it, I'll YouTube it. I'll YouTube so many episodes, watch it on YouTube. I won't give them my rating. I won't watch it online or nothing. Right now, since I'm not watching any ABC soaps, I am watching all, right now I'm watching all of CBS soaps.
I have a question, though. Do you think Jason and Liz are on their way back, and do you think it's so much BS that they keep saying, oh, Jake's opportunity is going to get saved, because I don't...
No, they won't change his paternity. They won't. Then that will bring up one heck of a big storm of backlash, because Jason Sands have waited a long time for him to get a child. He has a child. There is no way that they're gonna turn around and take him from him. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the little boys that are playing them, they look like him. They look like they could pass
exactly,
for it.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
So, I'm sorry. But, I do like that Steven, they brought on Steven as Elizabeth's family.
Me too.
The scenes between those two are good because you can see that they have that brother-sister bond.
Yes.
And he's her, and he's there to be her rock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting for it. I'm waiting for a liaison scene to start because, you know, as soon as that starts.
Exactly. And what I don't understand, they're not even putting him together in as friends.
Okay, do you?
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. See, you that's the thing. You can't, they don't base, the basis of Elizabeth and Jason's relationship started out is that they were friends first before they became anything else.
Yeah. The writers just
don't have that.
Yeah.
They don't have that. See, she was dumped on him by son.
Mm-hmm.
And if they try to give that barren witch a child, there will be backlash on that. There will be backlash on that.
Hey, Brown because, Sugar, can you hold on? We have another call, too.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to Daytime After Dark. Who is this?
Hi, this is Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Jay. How can we help you?
No, I just wanted to comment on General Hospital, your comments that you've made. I think we actually talked about 2 days ago.
Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. I actually caught up with the show today. I had some free time, and you guys are going into the relationships, who you don't think will get back together. And, I mean, I'm basically at the same point that you are at now, you know, as far as, you know, you don't even watch the show anymore. I mean, it's like the writing is so bad. I mean, there really isn't a point and get into, like, the meat of the story anymore as far as who's with who. You know what I mean?
None of these stories actually make sense. They don't.
They
focus too much on the mob right now. I'm hoping that with February sweeps coming up that we can see. We don't see enough of the hospital. The name is General Hospital, not General Mob. I love Jason. I love Sonny. And I love the mob, but can you dial it back some so we can get something else? You don't see relationships enough. You only have certain couples on there that you could actually root for. Okay, right now, once the secrets come out between Carly and Jax, what Jax knows,
exactly,
that's going to destroy them. So they're going to be busted up. Well, Lulu and Dante, I'm so on the fence with them. Because I like Johnny and Lulu. I like Johnny and Lulu. And then you have, let's see, Scrubs. Right now, they're about to go through some trouble because of Patrick's psychotic girlfriend.
Can I just ask a question? I'm not trying to be too controversial or anything, but it's like... I mean, I just don't see, like, you know, the guys who you just named, like, half of them, it's like, I just don't know. Like, were you guys watching when, like, Roy and Bobby...
Yes,
and
we were.
Were DeLuca? Yes?
Yeah.
Yes, we were.
I miss, like, Duke, Lavery, and Anna, and when Duke, Anna, when Robert, and when with Sean and Tiffany, I've watched General Hospital for 25 years. I turned it off November of last year when they did Jake Sick and Kidnapping. So.
Right. I just don't see how actors like that, and even at a certain time, you know, Tony, this guy even had a good story arc, you know what I mean? I just don't see how, you know, they've shelved these guys, but they're giving, you know, more time to, like, these young actors. I don't know.
Number one, they did not serve Tony Gilly. Tony Gilly?
No.
You know, Tony Gilly works like 6 months out of the year.
Not that Tony. The guy, the Tony, the doctor. You know what I mean? Like, what's his
name? You mean
Bobby.
Brad Maul?
I don't know
his real name. Yeah, okay, Tony. No, they killed him. That's what they did. They killed him because, you know, to him, to General Hospital, that was the one of the dumbest moves I ever seen.
No, I mean, I just don't know why they're getting rid of all of these guys who actually brought weight to the overall story. And then we're getting, like, now I know maybe some of you like Maxie, Lulu, and Spinelli, but it's like, I mean, for me, I just don't see these guys as capable of doing something serious like they were.
Okay, if you think Lulu is not capable of doing anything serious, why don't you YouTube a year ago when she went through her mental breakdown and she gave, oh my God, this incredible performance of her life, and oh my God, she won the Daytime Emmy for that. So before you say they cannot do something incredible, no, you don't have your facts.
No, wait.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying because all the guys that did build up the show, they got rid of them. I know. I understand what you're saying. The only one on there, let's see. Right now, they've built the show around Tony Gary, Maurice Bernard, and Steve Burton. They've built the show around them. But the ones that came before them, acted, the storylines were flowed. They flowed into everybody. Everybody connected. Now you don't see that. There's no ensemble of the whole cast.
Yeah, because I first watched the show like 10 years ago. I was like a kid, and I was watching it with my mom. And even like way back then, you can feel like the weight and like how good the acting and the writing was. And, you know, everything was on point, and everyone brought their A game. But now it's like, you know, I mean, seriously,
it's ridiculous.
I don't watch soap operas, so it had to be good for me to even, you know, watch it back then. But it's like now it's like, I mean, seriously, the writing on the show is terrible, but it's like, I mean, I think that the actors that are in the show now reflect the writing. It's my opinion, I don't think these guys could handle the types of scripts that were written back then, half of them on the show now. That's my opinion.
Well, actually, I think they could if they had something, if they were written, like,
I just don't see that girl that plays Maxie. I just don't see her doing something. I just don't. I'm sorry.
No.
Well,
everybody has their opinions. I respect yours. Me, I don't. I've seen what she can do. I've seen her when she acted on Days of Our Lives.
Yes,
but
and when she's acting on Venom.
Right now, the way the show is run, he has, like, a bunch of sleeves. So, I'm sorry. I don't...
And another thing,
there's
like,
only half...
What happened to, like, all the black people on the show? This is kind of off topic, but what really happened? What happened? I mean, seriously, I mean, it's like...
they got killed off.
I mean, exactly. I'm not trying to make this a racial thing, but,
well,
like, this show is...
They're about to bring on two new awards anyway. They're bringing two new awards to add to the Quatermain family. They're going to build up the Quatermain family. Yeah, they.
Now, are these guys going to have a proper story arc, or are they just going to be another epiphany?
Honestly, I have no idea.
I mean, if that's going to happen, you might as well not bring them in. I mean, I remember when Justice was back, when this guy was a lawyer, this guy was top dog, you know what I mean? It just seems like this show is just about rich white people and their problems. That's just, I don't know what's going on.
Please, I would even say that that was it. Honestly, I have no idea. Right now, this show is...
I mean, how does this fly, though? I just don't get it. I mean, it's like, I mean, do you guys, is the general consensus right now amongst fans, they're not happy, are they?
Nope.
I mean, so if that's the case, then how does this fly? I mean,
I think if they listen to the fans, half of these things would not even be happening. Period. Period. And, you know, when you say, what happened to all the black people? Well, you know what? There has been some black people on there in the last couple of months. The black news and that Xanadu guy.
I don't know, but Lainey's in the closet. You got Lainey, who is the black psychiatrist, and she's in the closet. They only pull her out every once in a while. I haven't seen her since she was in the postpartum depression story. But honestly, DH is a mess. It's a hot mess, okay? And right now, they're promoting nothing but sleeves. You don't really see any connections to families. You have more. They're love scenes. They're not love scenes. They're sex scenes.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I remember a time when the hospital was focused on, and there was Mob Adventures. But now it's like more Mob all the time, and a little hospital thrown in, and it drives you nuts. I mean, there was a time when you were concentrating on families. I mean, I remember back in the day when Monica and Alan would break up, they would have the funnier things. When Alan was married to Lucy Cole, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I remember back in the day that I wish they would bring that back again, because I miss that writing. I miss that kind of the way my show used to be, where I would tune in and I couldn't wait to see it. Now I can't. I haven't seen this show in over, what, live? I have not watched the show live since November of last year.
Right.
So it's been a while. I watched scenes here and there on YouTube, but that's about it.
Yep.
You won't get me to. You will never get me to watch the show again. I picked up on CBS soaps. Like right now, it's a miracle. You know, for a show that's being canceled, As the World Turns is really good. For a show that's being canceled, they all do a DH in the ratings and in house. And the viewership, it boggles my mind. And, like, One Life to Live, I have no idea what's going on that show. YNR, I love everything going on there except for one storyline.
You know what's crazy, though? Like, GH has the most potential out of all of them. Like, I can sit down, like, I can watch certain scenes that are absurd and certain storylines and all that, but I can see where they could take it if they took themselves seriously. You know what I mean? It's like...
See,
go ahead.
Sorry. Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
No, I'm just saying it's like, I mean, I think the writing's a huge problem, but I can see, like, the idea where it starts, but then I can also see where it falls apart. They just need to get rid of all of the writers on that show and start fresh.
I'm not going to say they need to get rid of all the writers, because some of the writers are really good. The thing is that Brian Franz, who runs the daytime network,
yes,
is sticking his hands in. He's sticking
yep.
his hands in a pot with his own agenda. He's sticking his hands in everybody's pot, messing with the storylines. He thinks he knows better than what the fans are. Like Grant Alexander from Guiding Light says, fans can forgive you if you, take a kid that's, okay, you've been on the show and you sore ass them all the way up until they're, 17? They can be 16, you sore ass them until they're 25. Fans will forgive that. But if you write a character out of order, out of character, fans will leave you. And too many, and right now GH is pimping way too many favorites. They
are. Okay, excuse me. General Hospital is only pimping one favorite couple. It's not like they are pimping any other couple than Jason and Sam. Let's be honest here.
Want to be honest? Yes, they're pimping this couple from, I call them the couple from hell. They are pimping them so hard. Well, actually, they haven't been pimping them for, like, right now. Right now, they're starting to try, because fans have lost interest in this. The Liaison fans don't fight with the J-Skink fans, J-Sam fans. They don't fight with each other anymore, because that war, that fan base war, provided them the most buzz for the show, and their fans were, you know, always trying to one-up each other. Well, not always trying to one-up each other.
Okay, you guys, hold on. One, two, three. I think I have, seven. Okay, the last one is the 773 number. I am going to bring them on, too.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, it's Cyber.
Hi, Cyber.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Bye.
That's great. So I was listening in to some of what you were saying, and there's just a couple of things I want to say, and then I'll just listen. As far as black people, I'm black, so, you know, I'm mixed, but, you know, you have, like,
I'm black. I'm
0.8. You know, you consider it African American.
Yep.
Doesn't write for African Americans. Kent Masters King came from the same show, you know, that a lot of, you know, like Michael Easton and the other actress, Kelly Monaco, and Kiko came.
Yeah, okay.
And they literally handed Stan's job to Spinelli on the air. Just like they did with Kate, with Olivia, they did the same thing with Stan, and then they killed him off. I personally would like to see how the Ward family will be written. You know, I waited for Marsha Thompson to come for the Franco storyline, and she was minimized. She didn't really even, she was like a big day player. I thought that she was going to really be in the storyline, but, you know, she wasn't. So I'm not jumping up and down about the Ward family coming. I mean, what I've seen is how they will, you know, like Toussaint. I mean, maybe Billy Dee Williams is a very famous black actor.
He's
also
even
a very famous artist, just like James Franco, the actor. I mean, his art sells well in Europe. He's a very famous artist as well. He's an artist. And when I saw them have him, a black actor, an icon in the black community, janitor, and then they said, you know, oh, well, he's going to come to, you know, General Hospital. And then the last time he came, he was like a security guy. He came on like one or two episodes, and then he just disappeared. Same thing can be said with the other actor from Night Shift 1, the young guy who was part of the group, you know, that they made, like, the Temptations, and he was an orderly. Real,
the
orderly
Stan
guy that
said,
came, that was Toussaint when he was young on Night Shift 1. He was an orderly. G.H. will not write. Right.
Cassius.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Cassius, exactly.
Yeah.
G.H. will not write black people in top tier A story. They have no black people in, speaking of African Americans, I'm also a big Monet fan, the Japanese actress, Kelly, Dr. Kelly.
Yeah.
They won't write for her either.
You
see? So, I mean, you know, everybody tells me, you know, how, you know, they will not write. They won't write for Matt. So I don't even think it's a racial thing, but I know they won't write for black people. I am not holding any hope of seeing this Ward family come back.
No, wait,
I'm cringing.
Even if they wrote for the Ward family, they wouldn't do it right. So, I mean, it's like, and this is something
they got this Bensonhurst crew. Look, I know about Bensonhurst.
Right,
I've been to Bensonhurst. And I know what they think about black people in Bensonhurst. I'm not trying to play a race card here. I'm just trying to play a truth card.
No,
I'm speaking the truth here. Okay?
Right.
I know people from Bensonhurst.
Right.
And they don't, you know, I know exactly how they feel about black people. So I'm trying to figure out how they're going to do this Bensonhurst thing and then have the Ward family there. That'll be interesting.
It's going to be an underdeveloped thing. And this
exactly.
is the kind of thing that it happens constantly in Hollywood. Like, really, when you go to check out.
Halle Berry can't even get a part in Hollywood now.
When you go to check out at a grocery store, you see all those magazines, soap nets. How many
do
white
you see any black people in them?
How many white faces do you see, really?
They're practically all. I've seen Jesse.
And why?
Jesse actor. What's his name? Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
I just don't know why.
Oh, why can't I think of his name? I'm blanking out.
I just don't know.
Darnell
Williams.
Right.
Darnell
Thank
Williams.
Because I don't watch it on my children no more since they had Angie and them babysitting.
I just don't know why more roles. I just don't know why that is. I mean, you look at some of the movies now where the character that was written in a book or whatever you're adapting is a person of color, but then they cast a white person to play them, and I just don't understand that. I mean, it's like these guys, I'll tell you what they're looking for. They're looking for that young 90210 actor that they can exploit.
Exactly.
And that they,
look at SoapNet. I got SoapNet. I had the channel SoapNet. They didn't have any black people on it for years.
Like, look at all of this Twilight.
I don't know what they got now, but I know I had it for like the first 5 years. There was no black people at all on it, period, zip.
And you know what's funny? When you get a cast of primarily colored people, I don't know if you guys have seen that show, The Wire. Critically,
wow, I love The Wire.
Critically,
Wire
everything.
Is awesome.
Listen, it's one of the best shows ever
sure
made.
Sure is.
But look at how much exposure that show has gotten. Not
well, look at the Flash Forward. It's very culturally diverse. I love that show. It's very culturally diverse.
Actually, that show is about to be canceled.
Oh, it's on hiatus, the last I heard. It was
going
to come back on in March.
That's,
they've been putting on, do you get TV? If you're on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
Follow TV by numbers.
Okay.
And they give you the ratings of what shows are on and what shows are about to be canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen it. I've seen that you may not pick it up because somebody isn't so happy with it. I'm like, okay, look.
It's a good show.
Bottom line, I think that when TV shows or networks do that, where they're, you know, they don't cast that many people of color, I think bottom line comes down to these guys. They're afraid to take risks. It's like,
well, honey, this is 2010, and I was watching.
Not, exactly,
so,
exactly.
I know. I'm
exactly,
agreeing
exactly.
with you. I'm not.
Y&R.
This is.
Y&R is the only show that I know. Well, Y&R is the show that has a black family that's in
right,
the.
I agree. It's just it's not 1980s.
One Life to Live used to be the soap of diversity.
Right.
Yep.
They had the Wolicks. They had the Halls. They had the Grays. They had.
Yep.
In top tier A story, they were top tier actors. They weren't wallpaper. They were leading story.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
but now
One Life to Live was the bomb. I remember very well when Ellen Holly was on there. And, you know, it's just sad. But I believe that part of their lost audience is the black audience because they're looking at BET now.
Mm-hmm.
They're not coming. Black people don't come back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not speaking for every black person in the United States of America. I'm just speaking as a black person who knows black people and who, you know, just our culture. Once we leave a show, we're gone. We're not coming back. They all looking at BET now and these webisodes. That's awesome. And I just want to pimp my one of my favorite webisodes, and it's Buffy's too. It's a black BET.com, but also The Bannon Way. And I also want to say the reason why I called was about the Streamy Awards that they're having. The Streamy Awards are the best webisodes, you know, like Gotham and Venice.
I got Gotham, there's Gotham, Venice,
But the Bannon way, if you want to see some good writing, if you want to see some good writing about mobsters, the way that G.A. should be, Vanessa Marcel is in this too. And the guy that writes, produces, and everything, I told him I was going to give him a shout-out on the show, Mark Gant. He's on Facebook, I know. And I'm sure he's on Twitter, too, because he's on Facebook. He's the writer and producer of this webisode, and it is absolutely awesome. You have to see it. Just see it. I don't care if you're a Brenda fan and all that. Just check it out.
What is
it? And
it's
called The Bannon Way. It's at, I'll give you the, I'm stepping away from the computer now because I'm drinking something. I had to go out today and buy me a new keyboard because I was drinking coffee on there, arguing with them people on the Insider Lounge. Somebody made me laugh and I spilt my coffee on my keyboard and blew it out and I had to run up to Best Buy and buy another one. I was so mad. Yeah, once you get coffee on the computer, forget it. It's done.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You can waste orange juice. You can waste pop. You can waste water, anything. But if you spill coffee, something about coffee and computers do not work. And just so happened, my hard drive is down below. I learned that lesson. It's not on the, you know, it's in a little caddy at the bottom of my desk. But I blew out my keyboard. The W wouldn't work. Then after a while, the E stopped working. I was like, I cannot type without a letter E. You know, W I can manage, but not E. But the letter E, I got to have that one. And I was cutting and pasting the E, and I say, wait a minute. You know, I got to go buy a new keyboard now. But anyway, getting back to the point, it's called The Bannon Way. And, Mark, I'm giving you a shout-out. He is so sweet. He even, you know, on the Facebook, he answers you. I was like, wow, I'm so flattered. He said, thanks for your support. And anyway, they're having these Streamy Awards. That's the point I'm trying to drive here. And you can vote for the best webisode. So if you look at any of those, which they are coming to be awesome. Gotham is so good with Martha Byrne. I like that one. I like the Woodlock one. There's so many good ones out here now. And I just want to say that I'm so happy that they're doing that. Because they're giving us some writing that we will, you know, that we want and things that we want to see. And these actors are stepping up to the plate and trying to give us a little something of what we want. And the reason why I like the Bannon Way is what they do, you know how webisodes are so short. They're like 6 minutes and stuff like that. So what Mark does is he gives you like 3 episodes at one time. So you get like maybe a half an hour, you know, like 7 minutes, 7 minutes, seven, maybe 21 or 25 minutes or something like that. So it's like you're getting a half an hour, you know, series instead of just getting that 1 6-minute deal, you know, every 2 weeks or, you know, however they do it. So he gives us three in a row. And it's at crackle.com, and you can go to thebannonway.com, and it's there as well. And I told them I would give a shout-out on the radio show, so I want to do that and get that out the way. And vote for him, if you watch it or not, whatever. They have that Streamy Award, and that you can vote as many times as you want, and it's up until the 15th of January. And then... it's like the Emmys for webisodes. It's a big deal. Yep. I was watching it on the YouTube, the last one. This would probably be the second one. And I think the first one was last year. And it's a big deal. That guy who played Doogie Howard won for the best actor last time. So it's pretty cool. And if getting back to the point, if you want to see how well, this is written so well, because he writes it, too. This is written so well. The production is awesome. It's just like watching a regular... The comments are, when is this going to come on regular television? Because we want to see it. And it's really good. And I think men like it a lot, too, because I noticed that Crackle is a lot of men that make comments about it, because it's really good show. It's good. It's really good. So that's all
this
I wanted to say.
This is my point, because, you know, those webisodes.
I want to pimp my new fan crush. I got a crush on him, a fan crush on him. I'm not a fanatic. I'm just a fan, just a regular old fan.
See, this is what I'm talking about. See, right now, the online community is now there. it's like they're now getting to know us. They're getting ready to count us in as for the soaps.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize that we have a lot of power online. Offliners don't know half the stuff we know. Like, See, I started in soaps because of, I have 5 generations of women that watch these soaps. My grandmother, my mother, and her 3 sisters. And then there's 15 girls,
mm-hmm.
15 their daughters. We all watch soaps, but we can't pass them on to our daughters because the only show that we could probably watch that won't scar our kids for life are CBS soaps. They're not as sleazy as ABC because
I am devastated at what they're doing to Elizabeth. This is not Elizabeth.
Oh, my
Weather.
God.
Yeah,
this
I
is
think
not
you're
her.
Right.
I, you know, I listen to all of the haters and about, oh, she, this is not, she's never thought that she was the, somebody said that, she was a hypocrite, and she thinks she's an angel, you know, all that old crap. Elizabeth always owned up that she made mistakes. That's why her and Jason got to talking in the first place. Because she was, you know, all screwed up, and she was talking to him on the docks.
You know,
but she never thought that she was all that in a bag of chips.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
But you know what I feel that they're doing to Elizabeth's character is they're bringing her down.
They brought her
to
down.
They're bringing her down to, one, put her on the level, trying to level her up with Sam.
Absolutely.
But
there's
that
no
ain't
question.
Working.
Okay. All right. All right. I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want to say this before I forget.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make one point, and then I'm going to be quiet, I promise. Remember when Jason said to Robin about that Franco was going to target her and blah, 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 and she better be careful? Am I mistaken that he said that to her?
No, you're not mistaken.
All right. Am I also mistaken that he said, then he turns around and tells Lucky, oh, they won't go after Jake. He doesn't know about Jake. He won't say nothing about Elizabeth because they are minimizing his friendship with Elizabeth by saying, oh, well, that he's going to go after somebody recent. Excuse me.
No,
you just in one scene said to a relationship you had over 10 years ago that she might be targeted. Then in another scene, you turn around and say,
silly. It's silly. I mean, to apply logic to this, I mean, it's just silly. I mean,
Have you noticed that when they lost the Liaison fan base, their ratings went down big time? And
I think they've alienated fans. Not only Liaison fan base.
They,
but remember,
they
broke up. Tatum had a big fan base, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how big, but they were pretty active, and they were out there, and they were, you know, shaking and baking.
And
they lost that fan base, too, when they handed Olivia Kate's role on the air.
Right. When they had the ABC Insider Board on there, that board was made up of Liaison fans, Skate fans, GH fans, Jolu fans, and there were a couple of Discount fans. But overall, every one of them were not happy, except for the Discount fans, of how the way the damn show was going. I'm sorry. I watched that show for 25 years and turned it off after Jake's second kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way. I don't care how they pimp it. They can stick Sam and up Jason's bum because they don't have scenes unless they're with each other. This is unprecedented. I have never seen anything like this in my history of watching soaps, to see this man constantly in scenes practically with this woman. I mean, yeah, he has his little scenes with Sonny and blah, blah, blah. But 95% of his time since last year, he has been visually glued to Sam.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you guys think the soap generation, where is it going to go from here? Because like you said, you know, you don't know who really, you know, to pass this on to as far as the generation, like way back when and when it was good. It was laying the foundation for what it is now. So, I mean, what it's doing now, what is it laying the foundation for?
It's laying the foundation for webisodes. Webisodes.
Yep.
Are the
because everybody's going to webisodes. They're watching.
Because that woman said it when she accepted her Streamy Award. The one she said, I want to thank the daytime or whatever community, because you kept saying I didn't have the right look, I wasn't the right height, I didn't have the right color hair. And this was a white woman who said this, a pretty white girl. And she was saying, you know, Caucasian, you know. I'm mixed, so, you know, I can say that. But anyway, she said it. I want to thank you, because if it wouldn't be for you rejecting me, I never would have done this. And I never would have won this award because I couldn't get employment.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to get the webisodes. I really don't.
I do.
So,
honestly?
I mean,
I think so. They're
it's
awesome.
Actually,
the quality
it's actually
is awesome.
Going, it's going that way because right now there's only
I mean,
so many shows.
Even if it goes that way, it's not going to be there that very long. That's just my opinion.
I don't think that that'll be the only game in town, but I think that has cut into the audience big time. People are getting hooked more and more on these webisodes. After you see the Bannon Way, you'll see why. It is good, honestly. Just check it out. That's all I'm asking.
Why are they willing to take a risk on a webisode but not mainstream television?
Well, Sony is producing the Bannon Way.
You said what?
Sony is producing the Bannon Way.
Right. But this is what I'm saying. Why this the Bannon Way that you're talking about? I haven't seen it. You're saying it's good, right?
It's good.
But,
I swear.
I mean,
just check
like,
it
just,
out, please,
just,
please, please.
Right, that's fine. I just don't know why, you know, they can take a risk as far as, you know, going outside of the norm of what television is for a webisode, but not for mainstream television. Where you're
well, after you see the Bannon Way, then you'll sing a different tune.
No. I'm asking why they can't put that quality into TV. Even
because
if
when you see the Bannon Way, you'll see that they're doing things that they can't do on regular television now.
Like what? Like what are they
doing? Well, you have to see it and find out, and you'll know
what
I'm talking
about.
Like,
are you talking about like HBO, Showtime, like adult-themed things? Is that what
well,
you're
it's not porno, but I'm saying
no.
They, you know, it's not pornographic at all. It's
right,
funny.
Right.
It makes you laugh. They got Robert Forster in it,
okay,
one of my favorite actors in the world.
Can it be played on mainstream television?
Yeah, they could play this on mainstream television,
okay, so
but remember that these writers have more control over what you're seeing.
Right.
I mean, you know, they don't have a funds to answer to.
That's my question. Why can't they go for those good writers as opposed to the writers that they're having now?
Well, that's just like asking why Sheree Rao wrote
like
Night Shift 2 so awesome with Anna and Robert and then had Anna on General Hospital swinging from the ceiling. Here's a super
what?
Spy that's swinging from the ceiling, a groupie,
what are
you
talking? You
know. Lusting after, like, a little teenager lusting. And the Russians were there. Anna would have kicked the Russians' butt. Do you hear me? They didn't even ask her a question. An international super spy. They didn't even ask her nothing about the Russians. They had her over there with Eli Love, with his guitar, and all that old crap. She wasn't even in the Russian storyline at all. They had Sam in it, though.
Okay,
you see what I'm saying?
Well,
that's the mindset. They have the people that they feel that are vital, and they are making them the face of GH. Franz said that he was changing the genre, but I don't know what it's being changed to. That's the problem.
All right. Well, I think that is my exit cue. It was a pleasure speaking with you ladies this evening. You guys take
care.
Yeah,
call back sometime.
Yep. Take care.
Okay. Saibu, did you need to, did you want to talk about anything else?
No, I'm done. Have a nice show. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say a couple of things because I was quiet, wasn't I? Wasn't I, Jay?
Yeah,
I was
quiet. Quiet. I was surprised.
Well, you know what, I was trying to be a good person. Okay, number one,
you know, I'm getting really, really sick of everyone putting down General Hospital. I understand the waiting in the toilet. I understand all this. I understand that everyone had their own freaking opinion about, you know, the show and everything, but my opinion tonight is lay the hell off Spinelli or I will come after you, and I really mean it this time. You know what? You know when you said, they traded. They traded, they said, Stan got traded in for Spinelli. You know what? Stan wanted to go do something else. He wanted to be with an odds in a hospital. And to be truthful, I love looking at Spinelli. Every day he's on. That is, like, what am I looking forward to thing, you know, if I don't have my couple? If I don't have my couple, let me look at Spinelli. Let me love Zaytsen, even if Zaytsen is not making the best damn decision all around. Stop picking on Elizabeth, okay? You know what? If you had to break up with someone you totally loved and you did not have to, you did not want to break up with them, but you did, and then you end up sleeping with people you really should not be sleeping with, I'm sorry, you go after Elizabeth or Zayton or Lulu or Maxie or Carly, it's not tolerated with me. I love those characters, yeah.
I think if they were written, if they were given a really juicy storyline, all these actors, they could pull it off big time, you know. And I just think that they could. I mean, they're like really good actors, and that's why I miss General Hospital right now. I miss the great acting and the great stories and I just can't tune back in. It's just it's horrible right now for me. I tried, but yeah, that's my opinion on the writing and what's happening with the show. If they were given a really good storyline,
you know what? It's about this. You know, it's about the fact that I might seem crazy, but there are days that I seem. That I still...
Well, no, you're not crazy. Because you watch Better Hospital, and you love the characters of Maxie and Spinelli, and so that's why you watch it, not only for them, but for Lulu and...
Yeah, and you know what?
Still love.
I know. I know that we are going to get a couple back. And, you know, for that guy to call and say... You know what? Yeah, he watched it one day, and then he watched it once, and then he watched it 10 months ago. You know what? I love Spinelli. You know, I'm sorry, Brownsicle. If they destroyed Spinelli, Brownsicle, I would go to Zeus and destroy them. You know, I'm sorry.
I could go there for you because I don't live that far from the studio, so I'll
see,
if you see me jail tomorrow or the next day after tomorrow, it's because I murdered the people over at the studio.
Yeah, for me. But no, I'm just getting sick and tired of the way people are saying that, you know, there's no talent with Bradley Anderson. I'm sorry. You know, I disagree. I totally disagree with that because I love, love, love Spinelli. I love Maxie. I love Carly. I love Zayton and Liz. You know, okay, you can even throw Sunny in the mix if you have to. But I hate Zax. And Zax and, you know, Olivia can go down into little, I don't know, garbage disposers. You know, but I've been watching this for the last year. Everyone else has some slip, And I've been watching. I know what's going on. Yes, it's heartbreaking. But I don't give up on it. You know, there's no reason to give up on something that you love. And D8 is a good one, even though, it just makes me mad when people want to put Jason Espinary and Carly and Liz and Maxine Lilla down every night.
Yeah, no. I understand. Yeah. Because I love those characters too.
Thank
Carly
you.
Carly and Spinelli and Maxie.
Yeah.
I just can't watch the show because the writing is terrible. I missed the show the way it used to be 15 years ago, and I tried watching the show and I just couldn't do it. I mean, the Days of Our Lives. I mean, I'm even upset with that show.
I know you. I mean,
And
yeah,
the Beautiful Today, too, kind of made me upset because of the Steffi and Hope thing. How dare Steffi bring up the fact to her dad, Ridge, you're my real father and all that, you know, and I don't know. She's just getting jealous that Hope's working there now. She wants Ridge all to herself.
You know what? Steffi's a little brat, okay? I'm sorry. I'm going to call it.
I mean, look what she's doing. She really wants Bill, too. You know, you could tell.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? Why didn't they not kill Steffi off?
And
leave Phoebe?
That Steffi is just becoming a real...
You know what? I like Phoebe over Stephanie. And
yes.
I didn't understand the killing of Phoebe was not normal. It did not have to be.
I know, killing her off kind of put a wedge between Brooke and Ridge, too. And then
she
forced him to go back to, Liaison finally said Carly and Bo slept together. Yes, and I'm really ticked off with that. I'm a real big-time Bo and Hope fan, and if I can't have Liz and Jason, I at least want to go to Days of Our Lives and be able to watch Bo and Hope.
You know, and if I can, I have...
Mad.
If I cannot have, you know, Raison Evil, let me have Jake and Amanda, because if you mess with Jake and Amanda, we need to find someone in New York to go there.
I swear, I think I'm having anxiety attacks because of what's happening with the daytime shows.
No, I know why you're having anxiety attacks. Because of, America Idol last night.
Oh, yeah. As soon as I started watching American Idol last night, I don't know, my heart started fluttering, like, you know, palpitating funny. I was like, wait a minute, I'm not worried about anything or anything like that. So.
Yeah, you know what? I just think that right now, the way I feel personally, you know, okay, yeah. Okay, Bo and Carly slept together.
Yep.
Now, Beeple.
And I'm one of those.
Beeple. That is a really weird name. Beeple.
Bope. It's Bope, right? Bope.
Thank you. Okay, fine.
Yes. And this couple has been together for over 20 years. I mean, I understand.
Oh, my,
yep. Got to give
yep, and
people,
you might see a dip
couples.
In the ratings. Okay, you know what, you guys? If we see a dip in the ratings, thanks, Brandy. Well, yeah, I mean, you know why? I mean, you know what? Bo and Hope doesn't need any more angst. I'm sorry. Through the whole damn relationship, and my little nephew is listening. I'm sorry, monkey, but it came out. You know, for the last 20 years, Bo and Hope's been in center stage. It's like, you know, God forbid, they put Luke and Laura, they both, they was in a mental institution. Luke is married to that slut, Tracy. And you know what? So why, you know, I mean, now you're doing a Bo and Hope. You know,
you
gave us a really, truly happy ending with Donna and Marlena, like, one day before they left the show.
Yeah, it's just terrible. I mean, I can't watch Days of Our Lives right now. I still watch Days. I have it on my DVR, but I have to fast forward through most of it. I'm starting to even fast forward through kind of.
Oh, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't say that to you, but Christy's on the line.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Welcome to Phone Line Crazy Central. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hello. I'm sorry. I just needed to be funny for a second because I don't know.
That's fine. Whatever.
So, do you have any?
Something to eat.
What are you eating?
I keep getting off something to eat because I'm like planning this trip for next week, so it's like all
the
food.
Oh yeah, how long? How long are you gonna be gone?
I'm gonna be gone like 2 weeks, basically, because I'm going to like 5 different states.
Oh my god.
Oh really?
Yeah. I'm flying down to New Orleans, spending a couple days there, going to Atlanta for a couple days, then driving up to Wilmington, North Carolina, because I'm 7 hours away from Wilmington when I'm in Atlanta, and I have to go. And I want to get baptized there, so I have to make arrangements for that. And then I'm going back down to Atlanta and New Orleans for another few days. And then I'm flying to New Jersey. And then I'm flying home. New Jersey, New York. So I'm spending a few days in New Jersey and New York. So, yeah, it's like this huge thing.
Can you do me a favor while
you're out? Why don't you come to California? I'm kidding.
I would, but it's so competitive there with the film industry. I don't think I could take it.
Yeah, I know.
Hey,
New Orleans, I've met a lot of people. I met some people in New Orleans when I was there for a couple days after Christmas.
Oh, cool.
So I'm pretty much going to start there. My dad thinks I have the best chance of breaking into the film industry there, so that's what I'm
doing.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow.
By the way, when you're new in New Orleans, why are you going there, right? Where are you going again?
Leaving for New Orleans, like,
Okay, there's this breakfast thing there that everyone talks about. But now I don't know what it is.
A breakfast thing?
Like for breakfast. Like it's made famous.
I know what you're talking about. Isn't it a donut with a lot of powdered sugar on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the Cafe du Monde. That's where you get it.
Yes. I think you should have one for all of us because, we are not going with you.
Oh, yeah. I had like 2 of those last time I was there. I'll definitely have some more. They're really good. They're completely sugary and fattening, but who the hell cares? You're on vacation.
You know what?
Right?
When you're on vacation, I don't think it matters. When you're on vacation, why does it matter? And
right.
I'm glad you're going. I mean, that sounds like a fun trip. Are you going alone? I mean, did you have to drive off?
I can do it because I went to Atlanta alone before I moved out of Wilmington, and I drove there, like, all by myself, and that was kind of big for me. I was, like, dead tired, and I was driving, like, 7 hours in a day, like, 7, 8 hours in a day, and I'm like, I can do this. I'm totally cool. So I had to get a rental car, but what sucks, it's, like, $27 extra per day because I'm not 25 yet. I'm 24, and I'm, like, still 10 months off of my birthday.
Okay.
So, that sucks. But, you know, it'll be worth it, so I'm excited. And
you know
my dad's not going to be very happy with me going to Wilmington, but I don't care. He thinks I can put off my baptism. He's like, you can do that later. And I'm like, no. God's number one. Hello? But he doesn't really get it because he wants me to get a job, like, right now. And I'm like,
does that mean you quit as a Dewey still?
Then what?
And did you quit working for your uncle, or are you still doing that?
No, I'm still working for my uncle, just not as often. I can get off work. Like, I mean, he'll understand. Like, he knows that I'm looking for another job, and he knows that, like, the way he's motivating me to get another job is by annoying the hell out of me at work. So, it's working. I definitely want out. I definitely don't want to work for him anymore, because I love my uncle, but, you know, it's just like, working at a jewelry store when you're not into jewelry and you don't really know anything about jewelry, you kind of sit there like an idiot half the time going, so, what do you want me to do? And I can't do anything. He doesn't let me show jewelry. He doesn't let me even give people the price of jewelry. He thinks it's too dangerous. Like, so
what?
I can't really do much. Like, I can't help customers that much. So I basically just sit there and do stupid stuff like organizing wash pans for 2 to 3 weeks. So
that is bad.
Yeah. So you can tell. That's why I want to get out. Because I'm like, I could have done this without a college degree. You know? I need to go out and actually use the college degree that my parents spend thousands of dollars on.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
And this year is the year to do it. I mean, this is a new year. Like, this is new opportunity. So
exactly.
After
this
whole trip, you know.
Like a good number to me, you know?
Yeah. 2010, I'm like, I feel good. This is
yes.
the year to do it. This is the year to really go at it. Because last year, I spent all summer looking for a job, and I basically quit. By the time September came around, I quit. And my dad was like, I wish you were like this in September, so motivated. And I'm like, well, you know, there was no jobs in Wilmington. After a whole summer of looking, I ended up with, like, a teeny little part-time job, and it wasn't even the field I want to be in, and it was, you know, just something to make money, and it wasn't making enough per month. It was barely paying any of the bills I had, and I was just not cutting it. So my dad's like, you got to move back home, and I'm like, great, that's going to be, like, the ultimate motivation now. Because, I mean, home is okay. I just don't like it as much as Wilmington. So,
well,
home is where the heart is. I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, except when you live in Seattle and you have thunderstorm all day long and thunderstorm, the lightning storm. I think that's hard.
Right.
Oh, nice, brown sugar.
Uh-oh, yeah, I saw that in there, too.
Yeah, okay, you know what, brown sugar, okay. I understand they, Sam, and Nick, and, you know, Nick and Liz, and Lucky and Liz, but Spinelli and Maxley, no, I'm sorry. And he does not need to grow up. I love him. He's one of the reasons why I am still watching the damn show.
That non-wedding was pretty awesome. I saw a few clips from him. And
yeah,
I
thought that was awesome, too.
Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you, both of you.
Right. I mean, I'm not a Maxine Spinelli fan like you know, but I am
I know.
He was maybe better ridden like the
yes.
past year or two where he basically jumped ship. On, like, anything Jason does, he kind of just flip-flops. Like, you notice he was all for a liaison, and then now he's all for J-Sam, and it's like, what happened to you?
I know, but you know what? I don't blame Spinelli on that. I'm blaming Gusa. I'm not. Okay.
Yeah, the writing is not
okay,
wait.
Cyber,
yeah.
Okay. Spinelli took stands up. Okay. Okay, you know what? I usually don't start these words. But, yeah, I like Stan. I had nothing against him.
Stan? Are we talking about Stan?
You know what? Spinelli, oh, my God. Okay.
I wanted to make a comment about that when he said earlier, that guy said, why is there no black characters? And that was such a good point because I miss the black characters, too. Like, I love Lainey. And I really liked Stan and Lainey together. But then, of course, they killed Stan off. So that pretty much killed that possibility of ever happening. So I was, like, really disappointed because I wanted them to be a couple. And then they never really – they have, like, a little hint that they might be a couple. And then they took it away. So. Writing is very lacking on this show.
You know what? I miss Lainey. You know, we
had
–
You know what I miss? I mean,
he's hardly ever around.
Well, I haven't really been watching the show, but I mean,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
I
like once
too.
In a blue moon. She literally pops up like once
yes.
every 3 months or something.
No,
I remember that actress from Knots Landing a long, long time ago. So I have always loved her since Knots Landing.
Well, what was I gonna say? Yeah, well, I was young when Knox Landing was on, but I kind of remember.
Yeah. Wait, hey, Christy, did you hear about what happened on the DeSam radio with Ryan?
No, what happened?
So, I don't know.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Can you explain it?
You
explain it, Carly. I don't know exactly what happened, but...
Well, I guess Ryan won't be coming back to any radio show ever again because Zay Sam asked him point blank, you know, what was happening, and because he said he had some information, but he wasn't going to tell them.
Right.
And I think the DeSamler fans really, I let him have it or whatever, and they were very not nice, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty much how most of the J-Sam fans
Yeah, and so I think people were making a lot of comments on his Twitter, too, and he suspended his Twitter account, I think.
Well, no, right? He didn't suspend it.
Not suspend it, but...
He blocked it.
Oh, blocked it, yeah.
He blocked it for people who would not see what he was writing, because I guess a lot of people came out and said he was talking from two sides of his mouth, because he was in the liaison camp for so long, and then, you know, now he's in the JSAM one, and, you know, he should just make up his mind and take a side.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of agree, too. Like, he said he goes with whatever couple's popular at the time, but, I mean, you pretty much know which couples you're shipping,
mm-hmm,
you know,
exactly.
JSAM or Lee. And most people can make a choice. Some people, I think there's a few people on YouTube that I've seen are like, I love both couples, and I'm like, I don't know how that's possible.
I can't understand that either.
I cannot love both. That's just sick. I'm sorry. After everything Sam has done, I detest that character.
I know.
Well, yeah, and that's, you know, that's where I'm like, but they really, really called Ryan out yesterday and called him a hypocrite in some other words. And I just thought, wow. So I guess he won't be coming on both of us because he's coming on, you know.
This fan stuff is a little ridiculous sometimes. People get a little crazy. It's like you kind of have to, I know it's like so much a part of people's lives, but you kind of just have to say, hey, it's just a show. Like, it's not,
yeah.
It shouldn't be your whole life, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy it. It's definitely like an escape for me sometimes. It's basically the whole Dante and Lulu stuff. That's like the only stuff I'm really watching. And so Patrick and Robin, I actually watched the episode today. I watched maybe, you know, bits and pieces while I was, like, at my computer. And I was like, yeah, I mean, the show is really crap. It's crap, and I hate it. And, you know, what really pissed me off, this is what I got to say, really, is Jason and Sam had a motorcycle ride at the end of the show. She actually went on his motorcycle, and that just killed me. And I'm like,
okay.
What? Screamed my butt off at the TV, and my mom is like, what is wrong? And I'm like, Jason just took a motorcycle ride together. That is a liaison thing.
Yeah.
And they're like doing everything liaison with Jason because they know it worked with liaison. They're like, oh, let's do it with Jason because that's our couple now, which is just, it hurts me because it's like a slap in the face to us fans.
Exactly. I know. Oh, my God.
Like,
oh,
remember when Jason and Elizabeth used to take bike rides? Well, now Jason and Sam do. And it's like they literally are slapping us in the face.
Okay, but Shelly, remember when I told you that Brandy sent me that picture? And then you and I were trying to look for it, and it was gone, and Jason and Sam on that motorcycle. But it was gone.
I looked for it. I couldn't find it either.
Yeah. It was gone.
Finally, so they had the skank, if you want to call them that, had motorcycle rides before. But I don't remember them having motorcycle rides before.
No, were they?
Because I wasn't watching.
No, I don't remember that.
Because, I mean, to me, that's a liaison thing.
Mm-hmm.
On the motorcycle ride.
Yes, it is.
If Dustin's going to be riding with anybody on this motorcycle, it better be Liz.
I know.
That's my whole thing.
Yes.
Because I don't really like him riding on the motorcycle with anybody else.
I know, me neither.
Such a liaison fan. So when I see him on a motorcycle with somebody else, yeah, I'm going to be pissed.
Because that was the first thing that Jason did, right? When he said
it. Exactly. He's like, I know you're sad. I have something to make you feel better. Like,
mm-hmm.
he invited her on a motorcycle ride, and they would always take them together. Because she'd always be like, can I go on your motorcycle? Like, it would be a thing with them. And now it's like they're stealing liaison's history for Jason. Storyline, which is
but J-Sam is going down, okay? And when they do, the night they are gonna go down, I have a very, 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 very good song that I'm saying. The night Jason and Sam break up and our couple will be back together. I don't care what anyone in the room or the room says. I know Jason and Liz will be back together soon. And I'm staking my claim right now that when they are together, I'm playing a very Parting of the Ways song for Sam.
Liam finally said Robin took motorcycle rides too.
Yeah, he did. I remember that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but you know what? It was different with Robin. I'm sorry. It was different how Jason and Liz took motorcycle rides. You know, I hardly...
Yeah, it was different. It was a special motorcycle ride. I don't really know what it is.
Thank you.
It was just their thing. It was always just their
exactly.
thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
Cyber, that's not even funny. Sam can't even... Sam can't even paint to, but Sam could not even draw in the lines, so I don't see Sam painting.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, next thing you know, they're gonna make her an artist or something.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Knock on wood. No, I shouldn't
have
said that.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Okay.
Sorry, people. Probably shouldn't have said that, but with these writers, you don't know what's going to happen next.
They hijacked our history, and we did with they scum.
The scum. Well, actually, you know, didn't Franz call the liaison fans like terrorists?
Yep.
Right? Well, you know what? Franz has hijacked the whole show right now. I'm sorry. He's a terrorist.
Yeah, no. Better yet, what Franz has done? Okay, people. Franz was in a... episode of Santa Barbara, and guess what his character's name was? His name was God.
Right.
And you know what? He's like kind of playing God with our lives right now. You know, so.
He's playing God with the show. I mean, I wouldn't say our lives.
Okay, fine, but no, he's playing.
But, you know, I'm saying I don't like to call him names, personally. I don't really like to be mean
and say,
I hate so-and-so for doing this.
Okay, but that's...
So I really hate saying that. But for me, like, I mean, I just say the writers, and, you know, there's higher-up executives, like, you know, Goose and Franz, whatever. But they're doing their job, you know, and we all do our jobs, and we just don't agree with the way they're doing their job. But they do it. And it's like, we can't really... We don't have much say in it unless we write and call and email and stuff, but I don't really think they listen to that half the time, honestly.
You know what? So what? We should just, you know, be positive and be nice. Why they are doing, you know, why they have been doing all of this? No, I'm sorry, Christy. Respectfully, Fran is an a-hole, and he's caused a lot of really, really good daytime actors to leave. He caused a lot of the Elizabeth, you know, black last. You know, now we are finally seeing Kelly Monaco get a little of it. And I, for one, don't feel sorry for it. You know, Fonz is making all of the decisions. And I don't see why we are hovering him by not naming him. I mean, this, it's like, it's almost like we are rewarding him in a little bit because, you know, if it was another ABC director, I don't think he would be involved in Z8. Oh, AMC or One Life to Live. He's saying all three soaps to get really, really bad ratings. And he should be responsible for it and lose his job.
Oh, my God. That whole Franco thing is ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't get the whole purpose of the story.
I don't get it. I don't really care to get it. I have nothing invested in it. And I know Steve's really enjoying it because I can tell from those soap articles I've read that he's like, oh, yeah, this is like the best storyline I've had in years. And I'm like, really? Because, I mean, I personally don't think so. But, I mean, I'm happy for him because he probably gets more of a challenge by working with, you know, like a big-time actor. But at the same time, I'm just like, I don't really know. I guess he enjoys working with Franco, but I don't see how you can really love this storyline because it just seems really whack to me. It's really wacky. It's so wacky that I can't even wrap my head around it. And then the fact that Maxie slept with Franco, I was like, oh, my God. I knew she was going to do something like that eventually. I knew it.
Yes.
Wait. How did you know it?
Oh, I knew because, you know, she's always breaking Spinelli's heart in some way. She's been doing that every few months. She, like, sleeps with someone or kisses someone or she only slept with Johnny that one time and Spinelli got all upset. And, you know, she keeps lying to him and playing with his heart, and that's why I don't like them because I think he deserves better. But, you know, that's just it's my difference of opinion with you personally. I just don't like Maxie, and that's my big tiff with that.
Okay, but when was the last time you sat down and actually watched, like, a couple of days with them?
I watched a clip of them last night, I think. But, I mean, I didn't really listen to it because I can pretty much predict what it was going to be like. They were just talking, and then they did a hug at the end. And I'm like, she's probably all like, you know, oh, Spinelli, I just love you. You know, she's always like that. It's like she messes up, and she just feels like she can make it up to him by telling him that she loves him and then using sex as, like, an apology. I just don't like it. Like, she's great as a bad, kind of bad girl character. She's great. But I just don't like her for Spinelli because I think she should be with someone else who's like that, who's bad the way she is, you know? That's what I think. I don't think she belongs with Franco because I don't think anybody belongs with Franco. That guy is freaking weird. But for me, I just don't really see Maxie and Spinelli making it, like, getting married for real and actually being a couple. I see them maybe as best friends forever. And maybe eventually getting to the point where they're like, okay, you know, I love you, but we're not good together.
No, I see them as a great couple. I see them as a really, really good couple. Because, you know what, give them a really good storyline to be with him for, and they could do really, 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 really good stuff with it. And, you know, Maxie is not that bad after you really give her a chance.
I got to read you something. I mean, I got like one of the soap magazines I picked up the other day, and they said a lot of fans wrote in about Maxie and Spinelli and how they were upset with that whole storyline and whatever. I mean, a lot of people are upset with her. It's not just me. Like, a lot of people don't really get why, you know, they have to write it the way they do. And I don't know where the magazine is right now, but...
Well, a lot of people...
I don't know.
Okay, wait. How can you say that? Because Maxie and Spinelli is either number one or number two every week in ABC soap posts. It's either Maxie and Spinelli or Liz and Jason.
Liz. Yeah. I know. Okay, I've got ABC soaps in depth. I don't know if that was the one I was talking about.
Oh,
Because this is the only way I keep up with this, anything, really.
Okay, well, we have a minute left.
Okay. Well, we can always talk about this later. I mean, whatever. I mean, I respect your opinion, you know, and I respect that you like them. I just don't.
I just think people just play by
it. I found it. I'll talk about it with you later. It's an ABC soaps in depth, like the new one that says Caught in the Act on the cover.
Yeah.
And the board sound off. They have almost most people wrote in about Maxie and Spinelli. and how they were, like, mad that Maxie cheated on Spinelli.
Okay, I was a little mad with the way that happened, too, but, you know, I just took it as, you know what, this is another thing to be put in the Franco storyline. If it wasn't in the Franco storyline, Sue would have never slept with Franco, Creel, as they. I don't think Maxie would have done it. I don't.
Mm-hmm. Are we off the air?
Are we off the air? Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I guess we could talk about it more because it's still going to record. Do you want me to read some of the things out of the magazine?
Sue?
That people said, okay, just so you get an idea of what I'm talking about. It's in the message board sound off section. It's like 46 and 47 if people have the ABC Soaps in Depth. That's January 25th. It's Nicholas and Liz and Monkey on the cover. Anyway, the hot topic is Bixie's future. So an eye for an eye from Joanna Hartley is the first one. I get that Maxie feels guilty for having cheated on Spinelli, but it's absolutely disgusting for her to suggest that he even the score by sleeping with another woman. Did she not remember his whole pure love stick? Love isn't about trying to bring someone down to your level. If Spinelli can forgive her, fine, but she shouldn't try to degrade him. And I wholeheartedly agree with that one. Next one is grow up. Maxie has finally done it. She's officially stomped on my last nerve with her high heels. I never thought she was worthy of Spinelli's love, but given all the sacrifices he made on her behalf, I thought maybe she had finally matured. Guess that was wrong. I hope that he walks away from Maxie before she can completely destroy him. And I agree with that one, too. I hate to say that. I know you hate me for that, but that's how I feel. There's, like, four more. Franco's follow-up. Anne Hathaway, that's who Maxie suggested Spinelli sleep with as payback for her sleeping with Franco. That's pretty darn funny if you think about it. I can see it. Annie dressed up in a leather catsuit like something out of a Dominatrix video, towering over Julian Spinelli. It would be great if General Hospital could pull off that casting miracle. That's kind of funny. Silence is golden. Even though Spinelli sort of made his mark on GH with his outlandish and frequently unintelligible dialogue, Bradford Anderson plays him best when he's not saying a word. He's got an arsenal of expressions that can see every ounce of whatever it is that's going on inside his busy brain, and in this case, his broken heart. And I agree with that, too. Because I think Bradford's awesome. Why so much hate? Oh, this is about Elizabeth and Nick and a little bit about Spinelli and Maxie. Why do the GH writers insist on turning all the women on the canvas into sluts? Elizabeth bounced between Nicholas and Lucky. Rebecca goes from throwing herself at Nick to blackmailing him and helping her land Lucky. Now Maxie cheats on Spinelli at the drop of a hat. Obviously someone behind the scenes has a few serious issues they need to work out. Yes, I agree with that one too. Mixed doubles. Maybe now GH will finally break up Spinelli and Maxie and put them with people who are more appropriate. Sunny can have Olivia freeing Johnny up to pursue Maxie. As for Spinelli, the show should take this opportunity to bring on a strong, smart, feisty new character who is worthy of his love and devotion, which would totally be me because I would totally be worthy of his devotion other than Maxie, which I don't think she's worthy at all because, no. She needs someone who's bad, like Johnny or, you know, someone else who's equally.
You know what? No. You know what? No, she doesn't need Johnny. She needs Spinelli. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, Spinelli's really good for her, but I don't think she's ever really seen him as, like, her soulmate or someone she can spend the rest of her life with. And I think she wants to in a lot of ways.
You know what?
But
yeah.
I just don't see it happening for them forever.
Well, you know what? It's funny. It's funny with Maxine's little commitment issues about her mom walking on her Mac and everything. There's a little commitment issue with this girl. And I think a lot of people should not give this girl any flack for all of this. I mean, you know, oh, yeah, she's up with Franco. Okay, sleeping with Franco was a bad thing.
But for saying that Maxine and Spinelli are not soulmates and not anything, I personally hope they do.
I mean, if they do, then they'd have to change Maxie's character. Like, for them to work, I really think they're going to have to change Maxie's character and make her actually mature and grow up and not be, like, cheating on him and not breaking his heart every, like, 3 months. Like, this is how it is with them. Like, they're good for a while. They have a good run. You think they're really going to, like, make it work, like, the wedding. Like, I really thought, oh, wow, are they really going to get married? And then they didn't really get married, but they still have, like, some kind of commitment to each other, which was cool and everything. The non-wedding was awesome. But then she cheated on him again with Franco, and I'm just like, I knew that was going to happen because that's the kind of person Maxie is. And if something doesn't change with her character, then I don't see her and Spinelli lasting much longer. Her character has to change in order for them to, like, be soulmates and in love and have that whole, like we're together and we're gonna make this work. Because otherwise, I just don't think it's going to work unless they change the way Maxie is. And people probably don't want that to happen anyway, because Maxie is a bad girl for a reason, and people enjoy that. And a lot of people are Maxie fans and love how bad she is and how she makes mistakes, and that's just who she is, and I don't really think she's ever going to change. I don't really see her succumbing to just being with Spinelli forever. I don't really see that happening, because I see her, you know, always being tempted by other men and sleeping with them, and then being like, oh, I'm sorry, Spinelli, can we get back together? Like, I just see it happening, like this vicious
cycle. Well, I don't. I actually, you know what, I guess I picked my new dog, like Carly and Maxie and sometimes Lulu, because I think Maxie is capable of it. I think Maxie is fully capable of singing, and I see them having a future, and I think if ZH doesn't do it, they are screwing up another couple, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, I think they're screwing up Maxine Spinelli by having her sleep with Franco. That was a mistake, because they were in a really good spot, and I thought, oh, good, this is it, you know, they're going to, you know, she's not going to cheat anyone else. She's finally matured. She's a good girl now, or, you know, somewhat good, at least when it comes to, you know, her commitment to Spinelli, and thought she was loyal to that and everything, and then she basically just slapped him in the face by sleeping with Franco, and I was like, you know, the guy has taken enough heartache from what you've done in the past. He doesn't need you to sleep with anyone else. And I feel so bad for Spinelli every day. And, you know, he's such a wonderful character, and he could be so much more than what the writers give him. And he's become annoying, like, I think, for the past
year. You know what, number
year.
One, he, no, I don't think he's annoying. Actually, Spinelli, Jason, Carly, Lulu, and Maxie are the reason why I haven't given up the show, and I don't think Spinelli has become annoying at all.
Well, some people do. I mean, I think sometimes I watch him and I'm just like, wow. Like, but most of the time he's okay to me, but he's always on the computer with Jason. And then the whole thing that really gets me about Spinelli, though, is the whole, like I've said before, like, he was really rooting for Liaison like the rest of us were, and I was happy about that because I love Spinelli, and I'm like, yes, he's for Liaison. And then, like, you know, they broke up. Him and Jason didn't really talk about it, and then he ended up getting back together with Sam, and all of a sudden he's on the J-Sam train, and it's like, what happened? Like, you know, didn't you want to talk about that, like why he got back together with her, but you just automatically accept it and just ship them? When you were shipping him and Elizabeth, like, a few months ago, like, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. They wanted to wipe every inch of Jason and Elizabeth friends and memory, you know, and it had to go with Spinelli, too. You know, I truly believe that when they were breaking our couple up and Spinelli was awful Jason, of course, they had to brainwash him to Sam.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I see it.
Okay. Well, I don't want to talk about it anymore because I don't want to make you more upset because I know that's
I'm not upset. I just feel like, you know, people really don't give Maxie, Spinelli, Lulu, Dante, Carly. You know, everyone wants to find, you know, something to say about. But you know, right now when Elizabeth is going through hell, people are not really defending her like I think they should either. You know, I mean, so Papa Dad just called her a slut in a hole, and suddenly it makes it okay, and I don't think it's okay, and I think they need to be called out. They really need to really be called out big time. Mm-hmm. I mean, on your show, you don't like naming the producers and the directors and stuff.
Yeah, because I just feel like if I'm ever going to have a chance of having any GH writers on my show, I have to be a little bit more respectful.
Well, you know what? The way I look at it, if I get them on my show too, that would be a blessing. But right now, I feel like, you know what, we have to really be truthful here.
I think if we talk smack about them on the radio, like, why would they want to come on? Like, if I was them and I was listening to our show, like any show that was talking smack about me as a writer, I wouldn't want to come on. I'd be like, why would I want to talk to these liaison fans who I'm obviously not pleasing? Like, if I was in their position, I probably wouldn't want to come on the show. So that's why I'm trying to be respectful to them and not, outright, you know, harass them or insult them on the
show. It's not about insulting. It's about what they've done. And, you know, I got stuck with that guy tonight, really re-racking, you know, my show and stuff. And it just, to me, okay, why don't we call whoever really doing it inside of it? I mean, I'm sick of lying. I'm sick of being nice. And why don't we be truthful here? That's just how I've been feeling. I want my couple back together. I want myself back together. And I just feel like sometimes you just have to be truthful and call out who's ever really doing it.
That's okay, you know. It's a difference of opinion. All right. I respect that. You know, hope you respect my opinion. That's all.
Yeah, I just don't like everyone, you know, saying, oh, soap's so dying. That's what I'm trying to save.
I've been doing that for years, you know. I guess it feels like that because Guiding Light's gone, and I think, isn't it As the World Turns is going away, too?
No,
so
but...
why there's more of a, oh, my God, soaps are dying.
Well, no, but As the World Turns might get 11th hour. I've been reading up on that, and they might get the 11th hour, so that might be good for them. But I guess what I'm saying is, yeah, you have to, there are times that you should be respectful, but there are other times where I just figured you just have to come on and fight for it. Because some of the Jason and Liz fans are gone, and I want to give them back, and I want to give the show back, and I feel like we really need to. And I feel like I've been saying the last couple of months to you, Jason and Liz all coming back.
I know, you've been saying that forever, but I hope they do. Like, I do sincerely hope they eventually get back together, but for right now, it just seems like they're going to be on this J-Sam kick for at least another few months. I just don't see it slowing up. I think when Elizabeth's exposed with her affair with Nicholas, hopefully that'll open up the opportunity for her to have scenes with Jason again. Because
well,
she's been so wrapped up in that storyline that she hasn't really had any interaction with Jason.
Well, but I see, because we see less and less of Jason and Sam together. It's writing on the wall. It's, you know, it was writing on the wall with Jason and Liz, less and less scenes together. And, you know, and I just feel like Jason and Sam are coming to an end. Unless, okay, I thought it would take like a year and a half. I think it will take until maybe April or May.
I hope so. I hope it doesn't take forever.
Well, you know what? I don't think so. I'm just really positive. Well, I'm not so mad when, you know what I mean? That's the second time that guy called and talked so long. And I just have this feeling he's a reporter.
I think he's just like that because he's like a film student. And into film and I don't know.
Well, if he calls back on Monday... Oh, you want me?
He was a reporter. You asked him that, I think.
Yeah, but he kind of was a vape sips. He changed the subject really fast. So, yeah, okay, we have you till Friday, and is that going to be your last one for a while or what?
No, I mean, if you look at the page, you see I have scheduled a show for Friday and then for the 29th. So we'll take, like, a week off, and then it'll be back on. Actually, you know, now that I think about it, I have this trip, so I'm not going to have to – I'm not going to be able to do one the 29th. So I'm going to have to do one – I think this is going to be it for January because of my trips. So I'm probably going to have to do a little bit of rescheduling, and I'll send an email out. But
now that I think about it,
yeah, with my trip, I'm going to have to cancel the 29th show and maybe just – schedule one for the beginning of February and just have one for this month because I have so much going on that I can't do one every week.
Well, I think it's so cool that you got that guest on Friday night.
Yeah. I mean, he said he would call in. I don't want to make it like a guarantee that he's going to be on.
I know.
You know, it's just kind of a possibility that he might be calling in. So
well,
I'm excited
I just think...
Like, hopefully it will happen because Lisa on her show got a guest before I definitely, like, booked a guest. So, technically,
well, I mean,
did book a guest. But, I mean, she really booked him and, like, has a set time and a special
well,
show and everything.
Well, yeah, I told my mom about the Castle one. And my mom's like, you have to call in. Like, okay, why? Because I want to find out what's coming up on Castle. Okay. I go, Mom, you know they don't give spoilers away. And Mom's like, I know, but you can see if he's coming back or if he's going to be on for, like, a couple more episodes. I'm like, okay. So I'm not mad at you. I know we are going to have different opinions.
That's okay. You know, that's what talking to fans is all about. You're going to have a difference of opinion. It's
just
life.
So, yeah, and, you know, I mean... You know, I have 5 calls at once tonight, and I was afraid if I was going to get a 6th one, I did not know where to put the 6th one. Because it was only filling 5 spaces. So.
Okay, well, I got to get going. I have,
yeah, me too.
Some stuff to do. But,
cool, I will call like 3 minutes before the show on Friday.
Okay, sounds good. I'll see
you
hopefully a bunch of you on Friday then.
Okay, bye.
Bye.